Our first reading is from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Have you ever pruned a fruit tree? The first time, it is really scary. You're cutting away and like, how's anything going to grow if you do that? Well, here we find Jesus talking to his disciples, most of whom are fishermen. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for my friends. You are my friends. If you do what I command you, I will not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have made heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another.
For me, that's really difficult to sing in English because I learned it when I was in those places. And so for me, it really pulls me to this message in John. One of the most important things is our connection. And this is the story. Can you hear me, my Bible? This is the story of the vine and the branches. You heard the second part of it first. I'm going to read you the first part now. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and in my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. So we can go a whole lot of places with these two passages of scripture that we heard this morning. And I'm coming down here because I'm just like one of you. Most of you don't probably even know who I am. You've seen me on occasion because I come both to early service and late service. So I go between. I am Reverend Dr. Jean Harvey Duncan. I graduated with my doctorate in urban theology, which you might think, I might think this passage is a little difficult. But the other piece you don't know is that my father was a farmer. So this scripture to me is amazing, because I learned from my father exactly what to do to make anything grow and bear fruit. Haven't we all learned from our father? We've all learned from God that the thing that we do best is bearing fruit. Now, what does that look like? It could look like the vine that's on my stole that connects me to a seminary classmate that graduated. We graduated together and served in the Pacific Northwest Annual Conference together. And here I am in Utah, and she's still with me. It connects me to Pastor Olga. You would not believe the number of connections we have. The way in which we grew up, the way in which we came into ministry, the way in which our calls so intertwine and connect. It's really not a surprise, because we were all on the vine together. So as I preach, I feel Mary around my shoulders, and I hear Olga in my ear. And hopefully this message comes from all three of us, because we are all part of that vine. I'll be happy to share more of my story, but not today. Today, I want us to really think about what it means to be on the vine. As we talked earlier with the children, we have to be rooted. The vine grows because it's rooted. Some roots grow deep down. Some vegetables require depth. Some vines require more depth. Other vines grow out. Now tell me, are all vines really good vines? No. What are the bad vines that you know? Me too. Because I grew up in Maryland, and kudzu takes over everything. Now, when you look at it, when you first look at it, if you haven't ever seen it, it's actually quite pretty. It's really green. And boy, does the roadside get covered. But what happens? It takes over everything. It chokes the life out of everything else it touches. Are we that vine? Or are we the grapevine? And if any of you have been in the Sonoma Valley or in the Willamette Valley or in the Yakima Valley, you have to know how lush and beautiful those grapevines are. They're amazing. And it almost takes your breath away. You want to stop and just stare. Nothing like the kudzu. So which way are we going? If we're rooted in God, if we abide, how do we bear fruit? And what is the fruit? Anybody got any ideas? What's the fruit we're called to bear? Is it grapes? Love. So what does it take for us to do that? Because that love isn't just for the ones that we like. It's not just for our family. It's not just for the people we know. That love is for the unlovable. Scott and I served several churches together, three of whom we fixed food for. In Spokane, it was a regular 225 people every morning that we served. And I told Doug earlier, over 80% of those were Vietnam vets. And people looked at them as unlovable. But what are we called to do? Love them. So why not feed them? Is that bearing fruit? Yes. It is. It's hard to love. It's one of the hardest things we do. Sometimes we think it's really easy because the other person makes it easy. But what happens when something goes wrong? How many times do you want to turn around and say, "Get out of my way"? We do. We aren't all lovable. Or so we think. But God loves all of us. God created all of us. But we don't want to be the kudzu. We don't want to be the pruned pieces off the vine. We don't want to have to be burned. And they don't even like to burn kudzu because then it grows even more. We want to be the lush vineyard, right? So how do we do it? We do it because we stay connected. We do it because as we walk and talk, we reach out. And we say, "Wow, I'm so glad to see you.
I am too.
How are you today? I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
I hope you're well." Does it make a difference? Those of you who I haven't said anything to yet, what are you thinking? Come on, you can talk. I know you can. One thing you'll find out about me, I don't let you sit still and worship because I can't sit still, so you have to talk to me. This is called call and response, okay? How does it make you feel when somebody says something nice to you? What do you feel inside? You feel bigger, don't you? Don't you feel like all of a sudden somebody expanded your world and you just kind of want to go, "Wow!" But what happens when somebody slams the door in your face? Pardon me? Yeah, you feel like all of a sudden, "Well, who am I? Chopped liver?" So, if we don't want the door slammed, if we don't want to feel dried up and brittle so that we get thrown on that trash heap, then what do we have to do to bear fruit? We have to make a conscious choice to love in spite of everything else we feel, know, or see. When we go someplace and we observe something wrong, something unjust, Do we sit quietly by and say nothing? No, but lots of times we do. Because it's easier, isn't it? But if we are connected to the vine, that's not our job, because we'll be like those. We'll get pruned off. If we don't want to feel bad, why would anybody else want to feel bad? And if we know what it feels to be loved by God and Jesus, and to be surrounded by the Holy Spirit all the time, breathing life with us, bringing us joy and love and amazing beauty, doesn't somebody else deserve it too? Yeah. Jesus used this passage of scripture at the very end of his time. Why do you think that is? Because if we were the disciples sitting around the table, we would have been scared to death that we were going to die for what we believed in. So is it fair to say that we can be together and not worry about that? That we can know that we are joined by the love that we experienced with Christ? And all we want to do is give it away. You are the seeds of the fruit. Without you, the rest of the fruit won't taste good. You can choose to give your love. You can choose to bear fruit for God. As we hear the wonderful sounds of the music this morning, what do we feel? Amazing, right? We feel filled. What do we do with that? Yeah. Take it out the door. Don't leave it here. Don't let it echo in this space. When you leave, you're that vineyard. And look at the beauty you create. You all are amazing. You all have something that someone else needs to bear fruit. And God's given you the means. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. Every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it'll bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit until you're joined with me. I am the vine. You are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation is intimate and organic. the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, you mature as my disciples. I've loved you the way my Father loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy wholly mature, just like those grapes. This is my command. Love one another the way I have loved you. It's the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. You didn't choose me. I chose you.